Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings. Welcome to another segment of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and we thank you for tuning in to this segment of New Day. This is going to be what we call an abridged segment tonight, meaning it's going to be a shortened edition. We have several programs coming up this week. There's going to be at least three special editions of New Day coming up during the week of March the 25th. This is the week that we will be launching several of our projects that are to begin putting into place certain things for our upcoming reunion, which, of course, will take place in October. And let's see, on Friday, I believe it is, Friday, I think the new website will be going up. So new segments or special segments of New Day will be taking place on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and, of course, our regular programming on Saturday. So, again, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and our regular programming on Saturday. We'll be sending out e-blasts to give you more information about the specifics for those shows. There will be special tributes to Ida B. Wells, also to Ella Baker, Shirley Chisholm, and Fannie Lou Hamer, just to name a few for this week. We will also have guests such as Reverend Pinckney, who will be telling us about the upcoming event that's taking place that his group is organizing. That'll happen in D.C. and in Maryland. We'll be talking about that for next month. And also we're going to do interviews with Dr. J. Johnson, John Johnson, and of course he is the father of a young sister who was murdered while servicing in the armed forces. So this is some of what's going to be coming up this week, and several other kind of special announcements, which I can't give you right now, but certainly we'll be giving you this week. And of course I forgot to mention that we are always thankful to our Creator for being able to bring you these radio broadcasts week. Next month will be our sixth year of bringing New Day Resurrection Liberation to you every week live. And we'll be telling you more about that because we are going to be kicking off our membership for New Day so that we can increase our productivity here, as well as hopefully to obtain some additional equipment that will help to make our broadcast even stronger, clearer, and even, you know, more substantial, as we might say. At any rate, we are not going to broadcast for our full show tonight, and we are not going to have any guests tonight, but starting on Monday, which will be March the 25th, we will have a full show for you along with special guests. We wanted to announce also that starting on Monday, you will be able to get a pretty good idea of what's going to be happening on October 25th as it pertains to Rally for Justice. That's going to take place in front of the Justice Department in D.C. And, of course, that gathering will begin a process. And that process will begin to focus on not only what we call Recharge Genocide Project, but also to make certain that we are able to continue the work and the legacy of those who have come before us in regards to genocide, or making certain that the issue of genocide is placed into the UN. Of course, Paul Robeson, Malcolm X, Queen Mother Moore, to name a few. And now the Main Woman Movement will be preparing a brief and some other papers for filing in the UN and in The Hague and in other international circles. We will be demanding that there is a federal investigation launched by the U.S. government in regards to eugenics being practiced in particularly the 1950s and 60s. And, of course, we know that eugenics is a form of genocide. And, of course, we know that it was, in fact, done here. And we do plan to invite Sister Elaine Riddick to join us on October 25th as we charge the United States government with genocide. So that's just some of what we project will be happening on October 25th. But also we are asking that some of the various organizations throughout the U.S. who deal with the issue of reparations, of political prisoners and so forth, we're hoping that they will sign on to the petition and to the brief that we are preparing. We'll be giving you more information about that on Monday as well. The brief that we plan to prepare will be both a legal document and a declaration that will be generated throughout the U.S. and internationally. And we will be sending letters out very shortly to some of the organizations throughout the U.S., again, that have worked in the past dealing with the issue of reparations, dealing with the issue of prison reform, the death penalty, immigration, of course, is another issue that needs to be discussed, especially as it pertains to folk of African descent who are here in the U.S. and some of the biased policies that tend to be inflicted upon them. We're going to also, of course, deal with the issue of violence and abuse, dealing with women and girls of African descent throughout the U.S. We are planning and preparing a national campaign to begin to bring in the data that shows us to a better extent clarity on the number of murders, rapes, molestations, etc., of women and girls of African descent on a national level. So we'll be telling you more about that next week as well, because these are some things that are being put into motion. Let's see. The other thing that we wanted you to know is that there is now a wide range of clubs, collectives, cadres under the MWM umbrella that you can now become a direct or a support member of. A direct meaning active member or a support member. The active memberships do require some specific things from our members, whereas support membership is very minimal in terms of what is expected of you to do. There are, of course, both memberships for brothers and sisters, and of course most of them are for sisters, but we, you know, would be remiss if we left our brothers out. So starting next week, we'll be able to give you a full line description of the various different ways that you can be involved in the Million Woman Movement, its universal movement, in addition to its auxiliary and its affiliate components. Because while the Million Woman Movement is a organization, an entity, or what we call an organ, that is structured in a very specific way, there are also components that are specifically geared to community development, nation building, and also other types of things that is designed for accomplishing specific things during the next 3 to 5 years. So a part of our anniversary, a part of our 316 reunion is, in fact, to not only unveil our long-awaited plan for power, prosperity, and peace, but also to make certain that we continue the work, again, of our ancestors, of those who have come before us, but again, to make certain that the work that we now do is, in fact, institutionalized, meaning to make certain that there are things established that will have longevity, that will also be able to be in place for many, many, many years to come. Now, on October 26th, there will be a mass gathering, and that's when the actual Million Woman March 316 reunion, commemoration, celebration, and kickoff launching for its international universal movement will take place. This is the first mass gathering for women of African descent. Again, this is the first mass gathering, especially in the 21st century, for women and girls of African descent, and with that, the launching of our universal movement. So now, this is the first of many things that will be coming now from the Million Woman Movement, And certainly come this week, we will be telling you more in depth as to what some of those things are that you can look forward to. Needless to say, we've already indicated that one of the, or a couple of the action plans, the direct action plans that we are putting into motion is, of course, the development of a school for girls. We'll be telling you more about that. Also, a African Holistic Health Center. That's going to be brought forward, and several other things. So we have quite a few things on the table that have really already been started, but now are ready to go into full force. And October 26th will be the day that we release that program or some of those programs to the mass public, to our communities in particular, and, of course, worldwide. Now, on October 25th, which is the actual day, anniversary of the Million Women March, we do that in the form of real direct action, and that's when we'll be at the Justice Department. So we really are expecting our various groups and organizations throughout the U.S. that deal with social justice issues to support this endeavor. You know, there have been many different rallies and gatherings and so forth that are social justice-oriented, and we're hoping that we can get the same kind of support and participation that some of the other groups or gatherings have gotten. Certainly, we are looking for our women in particular to stand in solidarity with us, especially as we now look at this issue of eugenics, which, of course, is a clear indication of what happened to our sisters when it comes to forced sterilization. Now, we're going to be telling you more about that next week as well, and also connecting the dots. Hopefully, we are attempting to get a representative from one of the Ethiopian groups because, of course, we did get a report that the attempted, or shall I say attempted, that a form of eugenics was also recently practiced in Israel against or as it pertains to the Ethiopian women that are in Israel. And again, this was by way of being given birth control without their knowledge. Now, recently I was in the UN and did the presentation and the announcement for our upcoming reunion and for the Justice for Rally, the Rally for Justice. And at that time also mentioned, of course, that we stand in solidarity with our sisters that are in Israel and around the world who have been forced to be sterilized or forced to, you know, do other things to their bodies. Again, next week we'll be talking more about that because there are so many specific issues that pertain to our women that we have to now bring forward. It is not that we do not or will not deal with the issues of our people in general. We most certainly will, which is why on October the 25th, that rally will focus on not just the violence and abuse of our women, but, of course, as I indicated, reparations, political prisoners, prison reform, industrialized complex, and so forth and so on. So it'll be an array of presenters, an array of letters being read or reports, so forth, that will be provided, lots of information on that day. So, again, it is not that we just focus on our sisters. We focus on our entire community, our entire family. But there are some key issues, needless to say, that we must begin to look at as it pertains to our sister because no one else is. And we must now do that. Our young daughters must begin to see some clear direction, must begin to see some clear consistency, and certainly from a national level. There are many, many groups and organizations and so forth in our communities that do wonderful work. But again, we have to now connect those dots, synchronize some of these efforts. And again, on October the 25th, we will be declaring the Year of the Black Girl from October 25th to October 2013 to October 25th, October 14th. And again, next week we'll be telling you more about that. As it stands presently, we definitely need for our sisters in particular to become a member of the Million Women Movement. Be it an active member or a support member. If you need more information, if you need application forms, what have you, you can feel free to contact us at nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com. And next week we'll be giving you a couple of new email addresses that will be used specifically for the reunion and some of the connected projects. Again, the new website is scheduled to go up, I believe, on Friday. I will know for certain tomorrow, but certainly this week the new website will be going up. So you can look forward to seeing that. It is one of several, but it will begin to at least provide you with ongoing information. We have several blogs that will be coming up online blogs. These won't be broadcast necessarily. These will be blogs that you will be able to post your articles and things of that nature. Those are being put in place as well. And so there's quite a few incentives that are being prepared, particularly for the reunion, again, which is October, but also as a part of our five-year action plan. Okay, so that is the brief report that I wanted to give to you for tonight, and want to remind you again, for Monday, March the 25th, we will, in fact, be bringing you a special edition of New Day, and then again on Tuesday, I believe, and then again on Thursday. I think there's one on Friday, so let me correct that again. I believe there's one on Friday, but there's definitely one on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and then our regular broadcasting again on Saturday. So we'll be sending out e-blasts to let you know specifically the times and the specific dates for the special broadcast, the special editions of New Day, which will be coming up this week. And we have several special announcements that we will also be bringing to you. So that said, I think that was it for tonight. We remind you again that it's very, very important that you support the Me Women Movement as we move forward now with the reunion, preparing for it, and certainly now the release of our five-year direct action plan plus two. And so until Monday, I'm going to leave you, as I oftentimes greet you in the spirit of Ma'at and Hotep, but always remind you that there can be no real peace, no real Hotep, until there is indeed true justice, Ma'at. Until next time, family, thank you all again for tuning into this brief segment, and we will be back on Monday with a full segment, as well as on Tuesday. And again, we will have guests joining us, and we'll be providing you with some special announcements as well. If you're in the New York area, in Brooklyn in particular, I will be in New York on Wednesday. I will be doing a presentation for the United African Movement, the Freedom Retreat. And by the way, those chapters that are being set up nationwide of MWM, and also the coordinating teams are being set up. One of the things that you will be asked to do is to help make certain that one sister from your city, from your community, will be sending a representative or a sister to the Freedom Retreat for this summer of 2013. Again, we'll be giving you more information about that. We are looking to send young sisters to the Freedom Retreat, which, again, is a wonderful, wonderful program that Brother Alton and Sister Leola Maddox have been putting together for several years now. I used to send my daughter, and I can tell you it is a wonderful place to send young girls. And as a part of us getting ready to initiate our program called Saving Our Daughters, this is one of the programs that we have selected to partner with. So, again, we'll be telling you more about that. But on Wednesday, I will be in Brooklyn. On Monday, I'll give you the exact location and time. I believe it's at 7 o'clock. I don't have the location with me at this moment, but I'll give you that on Monday. I will be there doing a presentation known titled Introducing the Ma'atic Epoch, Bringing Forward the Mother of Civilization. And believe me, it is lot of information that we're getting ready to bring forward. So, again, if you're in the Brooklyn area, you might want to check it out. Okay, family, until next time again, we will leave this segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation and get ready for next week as we bring you several powerful special editions of New Day. Until then, again, Tutanana, and remember, promote it to the sender. Together, we shall win. Peace out.